This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته جزاك الله خير Thank you so much for joining us this episode 50 of our series The Blessed Women Around the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم And yes indeed this is our last episode of the series والحمد لله And we begin by sending our gratitude and making shukr to Allah and praising Him for allowing us to reach this great milestone. A few months ago when we started the series, we sat in a meeting, myself and the team, and as I keep mentioning that there's a bunch of people behind the scenes that put in a lot of effort and work to put this together, and we spoke about whether this project will be a success, whether it would be worthwhile to continue, and alhamdulillah, we've reached the end of the series. 50 episodes, a lot more than we expected initially, but alhamdulillah, we can only thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to do this. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from us, that He keeps us sincere, that we do this only for His pleasure, and that it is of benefit to you that have learned and you've listened to the series. I hope that there was benefit in it, that you've learned a lot more about your deen, you found a connection with the deen through these lectures, and also it was enjoyable that listening to it was something that you looked forward to, that the next episode was something that you were anticipating. I hope that was the case. And if not so, then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for any shortcomings on our side. Sometimes I re-listen to the audio, and every episode there is a mistake or something that I've said that I thought, you know, I could have said it better. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon me for my shortcomings, and if there's anything that I said that offended anybody or that you disagreed with, then please let me know. I really appreciate the emails. When people email me and they give words of support and encouragement, that's very good, and alhamdulillah, please do so. It encourages myself and the team, but even more so if there's something that was wrong, please let me know so that I can rectify it and that I can send out a correction in the next episode. So we begin by giving shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to all the people that have been part of this wonderful project. I really enjoyed doing the series. It's a series that I'm highly passionate about. And we can only give, you know, shukr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to do this. And then of course, as I said, that there's a whole team of people behind the scenes that do this. The team at Buranul Islam, there's a lot of late nights where they sit down and they edit the audios and edit the notes. Sometimes on my part, I'm quite late. I mean, if you see the process, you know, on the outside, it looks like well-polished product sometimes. But, you know, the reality is a little stranger than that. So I thank the team at Buranul Islam, the individuals. They wouldn't want to be mentioned by name, but alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them. Again, everyone in this process, they do this, you know, lillahi ta'ala. There's no fee, there's no salaries being taken for those doing this work. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them and give them something better. Then of course, and the families, their families and my family, there's a lot of time. This usually doesn't come out of, we are all working people. So the times we do is we put this in during after hours, times when we have to disappear and do these recordings. So may Allah bless our families that usually pay the price and the sacrifices to do this every single week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for their patience. And then of course, as I said, to all of you who've listened and to those of you who forwarded on the lectures, and may Allah grant you reward. Sometimes you just forwarded on and that lecture reaches the strangest of places. SubhanAllah, this week I've received a message from a group of people that are currently in Paulsmore Prison. I don't know anyone personally from Paulsmore Prison, but I received a message from a brother that says they have heard the lectures about the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, and it has given them a lot of encouragement, a lot of hope. They look forward to it. One every evening after Maghrib, they would listen to these lectures. SubhanAllah, how these lectures travel around the world, Allah knows best. I have no idea how it gets there. And we can only thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is something that is of benefit and something that will be rewarding for everyone, for all those of you who listen and then you share it. It's an easy way to earn rewards. You share it. So alhamdulillah. When we look back at the series, after thanking everyone, we look back at the series and we ask, did we achieve the objective? When I started the series, you know, I mentioned that I'm deeply passionate about this topic because as a young person, I was always intrigued or always asked the question, why did the Prophet ﷺ marry so many women? And usually, as we said, it's painted in a very negative way. The Prophet ﷺ is described, you know, and subhanAllah, he's the best of people. But there are those who describe him in the Western world in many terrible ways, especially with regards to him and his wives. Why did he have so many women? Why was Aisha so young? And it's important for us, therefore, to be able to understand the context of his marriages, to be able to answer these kind of questions, because we can't run away from them anymore, to explain to our kids, you know, As a 8-9-year-old child having these questions, you struggle to find answers. But now that we have the answers available to us, speak about it to your kids, because they will be asking the questions either from themselves or someone at school, at varsity, at work will have those questions. So this is one of the big reasons why I did this course. And I need to mention here, subhanAllah, someone that I would like to give shukr to as well. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him and bless him and grant him a high place in Jannah. Professor Yusuf Da Costa. I remember as a young child having these questions in my mind, and I was in Paul many years ago, and Sheikh came to give a Jummah khutbah, very briefly, 30 minutes on the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, and that lecture stuck with me. I mean, as a young child in Jummah, usually you hardly pay attention, but I remember Sheikh giving a talk on the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, and it opened my mind, and until today, I remember that Jummah khutbah. I have never personally met Sheikh Da Costa. He has passed away. May Allah grant him a place in Jannah and forgive him for any shortcomings. But a word that you might give, and I take this, a word that I might say, a word that you might give, you don't have to be an imam, you might say something that leaves an impression on somebody. A young child may hear one or two things from you, and that will stay with them the rest of their life and might impact the decisions that they do, for good or for bad. So, be mindful of what you say, and also don't discount any good things you do. For Sheikh, probably he doesn't even remember the khutbah. I'm sure hopefully Sheikh, he's in Jannah, but he wouldn't even remember the khutbah that he gave. But I remember it as a young child. So subhanAllah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, and we remind ourselves that we share this goodness, and that it pays dividends in our account in ways that we cannot even imagine. So we did the series with the intention of learning about a very controversial topic in Islam, women in Islam. We've tackled some of the most difficult issues around gender. We've discussed some of the most controversial ayat and hadith, and I hope now that we've clarified certain things, for those of you who have doubts, who have questions, as I had doubts and I had questions, the only way is for you to confront those questions, to ask those questions. We are a deen in which Allah says ikrah. Part of reading and learning is to question, is to ask your imam, your sheikh, your maulana to go back into the books and learn, because we believe that this is an answer. Allah does not require from you and me blind faith. He requires from us to learn and to study. And when we see what Islam is all about, wallahi, we will be convinced with sincerity, inshallah, that this is the deen, that this is the correct way, and this way of life is the best for me. So those of us who have doubts, particularly around gender, I hope the series clarified some of those misconceptions. Of course, a lot more needs to be done. And then beyond the controversial side of it, the thing that really I enjoy, that I love, and I hope that you've also enjoyed, was the stories. I hope that you've got to know your mothers, that this is not just a topic about any person, not just any sahaba, this is about your mothers. So now along with the mom that you have, the mother that you know your other 12 mothers that you've learned about. I hope you have a relationship with them. I hope for the sisters you have role models, someone to aspire to be like. I hope that you look at these names and you think, I'm more like an Aisha or Khadija or Hafsa, whoever it might be, and that is my role model. It's very good to have role models in Islam, and what wonderful women they were. And it shows us once again the role of sisters in the deen, that this deen from its very beginning only moved forward through the contribution of both men and women, that this deen, alhamdulillah, has come this far because our sisters played a big role in it. And in our community, there are so many heroes that are our aunties, our mothers, our sisters, women. Usually women don't get the attention and they don't do it for the attention, but we discount or we underplay the contribution that they've made in our deen. So we should celebrate our heroes, and we should celebrate the men and the women who have done great things in the deen, and to remind us that this deen is for both of us. So alhamdulillah. Then also attached to this audio, we have sent out a quiz. If you click on the link, and I hope you do this, it won't take you more than 5 minutes. It's a multiple choice quiz. There are no penalties, there's no negative marking. So just, we have some questions there for you to go through to see how much you've learned from the lectures. Some of course just listen now and again, and some have been very diligent. So do the quiz. And it will be sent back to us, and inshallah, we hope to give certification for those of you who complete the quiz and succeed in it. And then, more importantly for us, there's also a survey, a few questions afterwards, about what worked for you, what didn't work for you, what you liked about the series, what you didn't like about the series, how we can improve. Because this really was our very first attempt at an online or WhatsApp series using the WhatsApp platform, and it's a learning process for us. And we take your comments very seriously, and we adjust our process and our procedures accordingly so that we can deliver something which is of benefit to you, something that will really be worthwhile. We live in an age of information overload. Your phones are being bombarded by all kinds of messages. You know, you get so many hadith of the day, so many ayat, so many reminders. It's all good, but there's just so much that you can consume. And we try to give you something which was very short, which you can do in your, you know, while you're sitting in traffic or you're sitting in the queue in the bank, whatever it might be, you can listen to it within 20 minutes. And it will be beneficial, and it's something that you enjoy listening, something which your kids will enjoy listening. That was our objective. And if we fall short, then inshallah, Allah forgive us, and we hope to improve, but we can only do so with your input, and we can adjust going forward. So please do the quiz. I really ask you, please do the quiz. You're not only, take it from this, you're not only doing something which will benefit, give us information, you might give a great suggestion that will change our process, and then it will benefit thousands of people. The number of people that have received this lectures, Allah alam, how many people have received it. It's gone to many, you know, different countries of the world. I've received wonderful emails from them. So your input, your questions, some people, you know, they're brave enough, they ask a question, and that question gets answered on this WhatsApp line. It answers the question for maybe hundreds of other people who had a similar, you know, nagging doubt in their heart. So ask your questions. Don't feel shy to do so. Give us your feedback. Please do the survey. I ask you sincerely, please do the survey so that we can benefit. I mean, then going forward, inshallah, this is episode 50, and this brings a conclusion to our series, The Women Around the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But of course, we want to continue using this platform, and we did a survey, we took a poll in terms of what topics are the most relevant to you, or what topics are those that you are concerned about, or you'd like to learn about, and it's come back, you know, very, very clearly that most people who listen to these lectures, you'd like to learn a little, you'd like to go back to basics. You'd like to learn about what it means to be a Muslim, not just from the ritual side back to basics, but let's take it all the way from the beginning. I'm starting new. Yes, I'm a Muslim, alhamdulillah. I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I'd like to go back in terms of what does it really mean to be a Muslim? What is Islam all about? How can I be convinced that this deen is the correct deen? And when I talk about my theology, who is Allah? Where is Allah? These kind of very basic fundamental questions that we've never asked. We were Muslim for 50, 60 years, but we've never really asked that question. We were just taught from the beginning, I'm a born Muslim, and you continued like that. And then, of course, going from there, we will talk about the ritual worship, how to perform wudu, how to perform salah. We've gone to madrasa or maktab, you know, when we were kids. We just learned parrot fashion. And now as we get a little older, we want to revise that information, but in a far more mature, a far more academic way. We'd like to ask questions like, why is there a Hanafi wudu and a Shafi wudu? Why do the Shafis make kunut for Fajr? Why do we even make salah? If I miss this or I miss that, how do I correct my salah? Of course, these kind of questions, when we were kids in madrasa, we didn't have the opportunity to ask them. And now that we're more mature, we parents, we have kids, we have to teach our kids. Now these questions are very important for us. So that is really what has come back from the quiz. Also, a lot of you would like to do some tafsir as well. So we'll try and incorporate this back to basics section, more fundamentals of Islam. I think we'd actually call it the fundamentals of Islam. We'll talk a little bit about your theology, your aqidah. We'll talk about the rituals of fiqh. And we'll talk a little bit about tafsir, the meanings of Surah Fatiha, the meanings of the surahs that you use each and every day. So we'll be doing a much broader topic in this. And of course, with Ramadan not too long away, we obviously hope to do the fiqh of fasting as well, so that we're in the best shape when Ramadan comes around. So this is our intention, inshallah. For those of you who receive these lectures and you don't listen to them, or you don't, you know, you don't have the time for that, alhamdulillah, I'm sure you are very busy and you are listening to other lectures and you're part of other halaqat of learning. But I don't want to, you know, exhaust your data unnecessarily. Please let us know that this is really maybe a topic that is not for you, a topic that you've covered, alhamdulillah, you've already mastered that area, and you are interested in other topics, then let us know and we'll remove you from our WhatsApp line. And please don't feel shy. Some of you might feel shy to say, remove me from the WhatsApp line. There's no judgment here, well, alhamdulillah. Just let us know so that it doesn't require us to send it to you, and it won't, you know, inconvenience you receiving it. So please let us know, inshallah, we don't want to bombard your inbox or your WhatsApp with unnecessary information. And for those of you, alhamdulillah, would like to have further questions, you can obviously engage with us on different topics. So you don't have to confine your questions to these topics. You can talk about anything even beyond the scope of the lecture. So alhamdulillah, we will conclude on that. We will wrap up episode 50. These episodes are available, inshallah, on our Burhanul website, burhanul.org.za. If you haven't listened to all the audios and you'd like to reach him, you can go on the website and you can download the audio and the notes. You can go to muslimcentral.com. You can go to the Muslim Central website as well, and you can search for Muhammad West as a speaker, and there would be the series as well. I believe it should be updated soon. And of course, if you'd like to receive it via WhatsApp, you can message myself or the office 084-222-1308. You can message us and we will send you all the lectures. And even if you want to receive it on a USB, you can actually let us know and we'll provide you with a USB with all 50 episodes and the full set of notes. And then you can have it, you know, in digital format. So that is also available. Maybe you'd like to give the entire set over to someone. I know some people that have said, okay, wait until the, I want to binge listen to it, you know, binge watch series. I'd like to binge watch or binge listen to the entire series. I don't want to start in the middle. When it's done, then give me all 50 episodes and then I will listen to it from there. So there might be someone like that, someone that you might know. You might have a young daughter or friend that's at university. Very important for our sisters, as I said, to have role models. You know, give this over to them. If they listen to it, well, alhamdulillah, and they get the benefit, then you know that's all in your scales of goodness. And if they don't listen to it, alhamdulillah, you've done your responsibility of sharing information. So I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from us. And we look forward to our new series, which will be released in the next week or so, the coming few days of this week. I pray that you do the quiz and that you can test your knowledge and give it a proper go and see if you learned. For the very last time, and I hope you can do this by yourself now, let's go through the names of the wives of the Prophet ﷺ. For one last time, we begin. Khadija, Sauda, Aisha, Hafsa, Zainab bin Khuzaimah, Salama, Zainab binti Jahsh, Juwayriya, Ramla, Safiya, Maymuna, Maria al-Qibtiyya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. May Allah grant us the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family. May we be on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and be in his companionship in Jannatul Firdaus very soon. Ameen. Jazakallah khair. Thank you so much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.